Class 16 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program continues in our nation's capital this week. One of their members of Class 16, Chris Hitch, is from the Guymon area. We had the chance to talk with Chris on the long line from Washington after the group heard from Paul Shapiro of the Humane Society of the U.S. And we asked Hitch, of course, is involved in both the swine industry as well as the cattle industry, his thoughts of this high-level official of an organization that clearly does not like animal agriculture.
Well, Mr. Shapiro is a pretty polished guy. Shows up in a nice suit and everything and talks very, very professionally. He's very astute, and the way he words everything is very, very specific. He doesn't lie, but I don't think that he really tells the truth. To give you an idea, Paul's a vegan and formed a radical group back in high school, which is still active today. But their one and only goal is to complete abolition of all animal agriculture and promoting a vegan lifestyle. So, I mean, that's his background. That's where he comes from. And I call him a liar. Basically, they claim, they being HSUS claim, that they don't really want to abolish animal agriculture. They just want it. You know, we take everything from these animals, so we might as well give them the best life that they can have while they're alive. But when you get right down to what they're asking us to do a lot of times, it is basically cost prohibitive, production prohibitive to do what they're asking. And we asked him, is there anything that we can do to get you off our back? And he said, well, society's values change over time, so our values are going to change over time. The answer is no. It's a moving target. If you do this in 6 months, they're going to say, okay, well, now that you've done that, it's time to do this next step because society is now claiming that that's what we need to do. But like I said, he's very polished, very slick. He makes it all sound very reasonable. Oh, why don't you just come to the table and negotiate with us, talk with us. We want to work with you. All the while, he's throwing the National Pork Producers Council, Corn Growers Associations, the National Cattlemen's Beef Associations, all livestock associations essentially, and many of the grain associations under the bus saying that, you know, they refuse to work with us. And all we want to do is be reasonable and make the life of these animals a little bit better.
Over the last year or so, the Humane Society has waged a war against the pork industry when it comes to gestation crates or housing for sows. They say those gestation crates are inhumane. Group housing is the only thing that's acceptable to them. Chris, you know, did this come up in the conversation?
It did, and I asked him about it specifically. The main problem I have with group housing versus stalls is that while they're requesting us to move from take away the gestation pens or gestation stalls and move to a bigger pen setting where the sows can move around a little bit, they're not asking for any type of a square footage measurement. So I go and I spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to retrofit the barn. The industry does this, you know. They go and change everything that they're doing. But then when they get finished, there's no guarantee that will appease them. They may say, oh, well, you only have 17 square feet, you need, you know, this much square feet. So then we have to go back and do it again, you know, at a cost. And basically, their opinion is cost is not relevant. The animal's welfare is relevant. Whatever it costs, that's what you need to do because it's the right thing to do. And that's really frustrating for me. It's like, the gestation pens will cost a little something in performance on the hog, and they will definitely cost something to actually do. But on the other side, even if you do it, you don't even know that you've done it right because there's no standard with which to meet other than you don't have a little pen anymore.
Chris, obviously your family heavily involved in animal agriculture, both the beef side of the business as well as the pork side of the business. You know, listening to, interacting with a guy like Paul Shapiro, does that help your understanding anymore of what really the industry is up against here in 2013 and the years to come?
You know, not really. Like I said, he makes it sound very reasonable, and that we're just being difficult you know, mainstream America really wants this, but you guys are just not budging. You're not being fair. You're not being reasonable. You're not playing ball. You know, but that's not really what they are or what they want. To me, it almost reinforces why we don't deal with them. Look, I can live with somebody that's made a choice to not eat meat. I can respect that. But don't lie to me and then try to do something different. And that's really what upsets me about HSUS. You know, they have the same agenda that PETA and, you know, the Animal Liberation Front and many of these other really radical organizations have. They just have positioned themselves, one, to look like a dog shelter, you know, the Humane Society of the United States. Well, the Humane Society of the United States certainly sounds like a dog shelter, and the majority of the people in the country think that it's just like the national organization of animal shelters, which they have nothing to do with that. They do put a little money. They have a $120 million budget, and they put, you know, approximately 1% of their budget into helping animals. The rest of it's spent on salaries, lobbying efforts, lawsuits, basically attacking the animal agriculture industry. So really, this meeting with him reinforces everything that I already knew. They're polished, they're slick, they're smart, they know what they're doing. They're working on children as opposed to adults because you get them young and you can train them to work, you know, to think differently, to be an activist at a young age as opposed to somebody that's 30 or 40 years old that already has all of their habits already set. They'll come into second grade and third grade and you know, promote Meatless Mondays and things of that nature to try to get in there. But it really, I kind of was prepared. I got pretty mad at him because he just wasn't being honest about anything, and that really bothered me. But it's none of it was really all that shocking.
Chris Hitch, member of Class 16 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, after Class 16 had a chance to sit down and interact with Paul Shapiro of the Humane Society of the U.S. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.